T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass from the right called me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN. Oh,
you're much
Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother.
Isn't that your
and
brother?
And they use it as an Italian aspersion. Any of you Italian?
I'm a little
you
bit.
Italian?
I got a little bit.
It's an insult to your people. It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us.
Wow.
Is that a cool thing?
You're a much more reasonable guy in person than you seem to be on television.
Yeah.
Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. Did you see Chris Cuomo going sideways on somebody when he was on a little outing up there, I guess, in New York? He was walking around and somebody walked up to him and referred to him with a term I'd never heard before. And, you know, I think I've seen the Godfather movies. Now, bear in mind they came out in the early 70s, and it's been a long time since I watched one of them start to finish. I didn't recognize the reference. Fredo was the slow half-brother of one of the characters in Godfather. Apparently, among Italian-Americans, it's some sort of a slur. I've never heard of that in my life.
Yeah, this was news to me when you were talking about it. I hadn't heard this before.
I'd never heard that before in my life. And some guys walked up to Chris Cuomo, and one of them said, "Hey, Fredo," and Chris Cuomo threatened to throw the guy down some stairs. Listen.
I don't have a problem with you, man.
You're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll ruin you. I'll throw you down these stairs like a punk.
Please do.
Why? So you can sue?
You don't want
to. So you can sue?
Well, why don't you do it?
Go take a swing. You want to call me Fredo? Take a swing.
He
Wow.
He was hot. I guess maybe he's got a little bit of a complex about the fact that his brother is governor. You think?
I don't know.
Or his dad was governor and his brother was governor and now he's, I don't know.
I'm not equipped to diagnose that other than the fact that he might have been drinking. That's the only thing I could have. It made me think of, you remember when Brian Kilmeade was harassed on the subway and he was just like calm and cool and quiet and like an adult about the whole thing?
Well,
it's a very stark contrast.
Cuomo says it was a setup and CNN is saying that, you know, that somebody challenged his ethnicity or insulted him. If it's an insult, which I'll take their word for it, I mean, good for him for defending himself. I've just never heard of it before.
That one's new to me.
He compared it to the N-word for people who are of Italian-American descent, which is odd to me because I've heard a lot about the N-word and I've never heard this word before.
Right.
Ever. And he claimed that it's only people from the right, punk, what did he call them?
I don't want to say
punk. Beep, 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 beep.
Beep,
is beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk ass from the right called me.
That's what it was.
That. So apparently he's got some right-wing conspiracy about these people that called him this. Anyway, we'll put a link to it up on the website. You can go watch it there at 971talk.com/Cox if you haven't seen it. It looks like they're going to come to blows before the whole thing is over with.
I feel like even if it was a setup and even if people were insulting him, and they probably were, like it probably was somebody trying to poke the bear.
So you had to, you know.
Still, when you're a public figure like that, a celebrity of sorts,
you got to keep yourself together.
You got to be cool. People are going to harass you. It's not the same as using a slur on like the common man. There's a difference when people, and I'm not saying people should insult anybody or treat anybody differently, but there's a difference. There's a different set of rules for the way people talk about celebrities than they do about normal people. Legally, there's a different set of rules. He's got to know that. Like, you're going to get harassed. Like, it's an intense climate.
I would agree.
The way people treat each other.
Still takes some guts to walk up to somebody and say something like that.
Absolutely. And if you're Chris
Cuomo,
you probably want to lose it on him.
Right.
But I don't know. If somebody came up to me and said something like that, I'd be like, I don't know. Like, I want to keep my job.
Well, you know, for 30 plus years, I've been in the public eye, and I've had some people come up and say some stuff to me that was, you know, less than complimentary. Didn't like the news. Nice, didn't like the coverage of a particular story or whatever the case might have been.
Everyone's a critic.
You've got to just suck it up and turn the other cheek and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly today's climate.
Yeah. Right.
Because like Brian Kilmeade proved to us in that video on the subway up there, if you let them goad you into a reaction, that's what they're looking for.
Oh, sure.
So the kid on the other side of this is telling, he's telling Cuomo, and I don't know if I heard it in that bite or not, but he's telling Cuomo, you're finished. You're finished. I don't know what he meant by that. If he was trying to, you get the impression he was trying to goad him into some sort of reaction, mm-hmm. and Cuomo took the bait. So that would have been his mistake. Can we just say that? Yeah. Anyway, glad you're with us, and happy Tuesday. We got lots going on today, folks. Randy Tobler coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Colonel Alan West at 7:10. Don't miss that. We're going to talk about these immigration changes that the left and the media are just losing their mind about this morning about Ken Cuccinelli. In case you missed that, I'm going to get to that. We got our real or fake news quiz coming up next, 6:22. You can match wits. We won't call it the battle of the half-wits, but you can match wits with the folks here on the morning show on some of these headlines that Zach Factor pulls for us in there. Plus, Mark Lotter at about 7:37. He's working for the president's reelection campaign these days. We're going to chat with him about some of the craziness going on surrounding immigration and gun control and all of that stuff. It's all coming up this morning right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. All right. If I lose again today, heads are going to roll. I just want you to know that.
It really is time for the people of America to take up pitchforks.
We are fighting the fake news. It's fake, phony, fake.
All right, the Z-Man, Zach Factor in with our real or fake news quiz. Feel free to play along. He's going to read us a headline. We're going to try to determine if it's real or fake.
That's right.
What's going on?
So,
hey, Zach.
Okay. Me as usual. This first one, I have to do a quick disclaimer here. It says Iowa Democrats. Now, that means Democratic citizens, not senators or lawmakers or anything like that.
Okay.
So here All we right. go. Iowa Democrats love Kamala Harris, saying she's the real 2020 frontrunner.
Fake.
Fake? Denise says fake.
I'm going with fake on that one.
Okay.
I'm going with fake, too, because that's what my friend said, and also I felt like your disclaimer.
Yeah, I'm weary of the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going fake.
Yep. Well, the wariness helped you guys out. Because that one was fake by me.
You tilted your hand there, sir.
That's okay.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to give Mark some.
Because
I'm the worst.
I did read where Elizabeth Warren is apparently gaining ground in some of these Iowa polls. So.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Scary.
All right, here, number two. Ex-Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe sues over what he calls a wrongful firing.
I'll go true on that.
Real.
True.
Weird that I haven't read it. Do I even read the news?
Those are true.
Oh, so, good.
That is real.
Hey, all right, wait. Yeah. Someone has to go opposite here. We've all done the same thing.
Well, I've got some
I went
more
first that time.
Ones.
I usually just follow you, so that was my one. That was
difficult
my one
ones
first
coming
guest.
Up. I wanted to start off guest. Easy because it's Tuesday.
It's always Tuesday.
To keep all it right. cool on Tuesdays.
Number three. Trump losing ground in America's suburbs. Trump losing ground in America's suburbs.
I'm going to say true.
Okay. That sounds like a Bloomberg headline that I read. I'll go with real on that one.
Okay. Yeah, real.
Real. It is 100% real.
All right.
From NBC.
Oh.
And also the article written by Mr. Chuck Todd.
Oh.
Huh. Imagine Chuck doesn't have an axe to grind.
Yeah, perhaps a little bit of bias there.
Yeah.
So this next one,
is there another disclaimer?
No, there are no more disclaimers. But this one, though, I'm switching it up. You don't have to guess if it's real or fake, because it is real, but you have to guess the source.
Okay. Oh. All right. Ooh.
Because this one was just too good to pass up.
Okay.
Trump is getting sick of everyone except Donald Trump. That is a real headline.
Huffington Post.
What was the last thing with Chuck Todd?
It says Trump losing ground in America's suburbs. That was the Chuck Todd one.
Okay. What did you say you thought it was, Mark?
Mark
Bloomberg?
Said he thought Huffington Post.
Oh, Huffington Post.
I'm going to go CNN.
NBC. Okay.
Wow. Trish pulling that one out.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Boy. Oh, CNN. Boy. Oh, boy.
That was their top headline this morning, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
On CNN. All right.
It's got to be an editorial, right?
Sounds like it.
It sounds very opinionated.
Okay.
But I
you don't get much of that on here. Go ahead.
All right, number five. Anthony Scaramucci fires back at Trump amid Twitter feud, saying, "You're losing your fastball."
I'm sorry, wait, who?
Anthony Scaramucci.
Scaramucci, Scaramucci, will you do the fandango?
Nicely done.
Sorry.
Real.
Okay, real.
Says real. Trish says real. Mark.
Read the headline to me again.
Okay. Anthony Scaramucci fires back at Trump amid Twitter feud, saying, "You are losing your fastball."
I'll go with real on that.
Okay, that one is real. From Fox News.
All right.
So, let's see. I want to
Is Trish winning right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Just wait. Friday's going to be so much fun.
All right. This next one here, we're going to take a break from the politics.
Okay.
Because this one was just
Too good to pass up. Another one.
Another one too good to pass up, Denise. So, this one comes from Colorado. A black bear breaks through a living room wall, quote, like the Kool-Aid man.
I want that to be real.
Me too.
Denise says real. Trish, you said real?
Sure.
Okay. Hey,
I got to go with real on that one. I'm sorry.
That one is real, and it's from our friends across the pond at the BBC.
That probably makes more sense.
All right. Can you guys handle one more?
One more.
Yep.
All right. Despite what the media says, Bernie Sanders says his bid for the White House is still going strong.
Fake.
Despite what?
Despite what the media says, Bernie Sanders says his bid for the White House is still strong. Okay, Denise, you said fake, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Real.
I'll go with real on that one.
Okay, well, that one is 100% certified fake.
Yes! Oh,
darn it!
Wait, we need a tiebreaker. You're in a tie.
We need a tiebreaker. Do you have another one?
Oh.
We'll collude, Trisha.
We have a tiebreaker. Hold on. No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Here, we're gonna go straight to the winner announcement. It's not Mark.
Okay, so today's winners are Denise and Trish, which will be decided at a later date.
Winning.
They're full of crap.
Come on. Seriously.
It was very close, Mark. We were close today. We didn't.
Now
I think
we're
we did
feeling
a good job.
What not having hope feels like.
Oh boy.
I don't know what to say. So you two
Nothing
are gonna
about
you
the
two
music
are going
Friday.
To collaborate on the music for mm-hmm. Friday.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Just okay.
Yeah, I guess there's really no point in picking a winner because their music is gonna be
well, it's gonna be similar.
Similar. Or just something that you don't like.
Some crossover. Yeah. Maybe that's our play. Maybe we just pick the like most outrageous stuff.
The most obnoxious things that we can just, that we know that Mark will hate.
Really grind his gears.
Why would you want to do that?
To encourage you to do better next time.
Motivation. Think of it as motivation.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we care about you. This is like practice.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
I think he's coming down with something. Tim Jones, are you free Friday?
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you, Z-Man. We appreciate that. All right. Dr. Randy Tobler is coming up here shortly. We're going to we'll talk among other things about this situation down in Springfield, because I'm also going to talk about that on 2A Tuesday today with Alex Salzman, and whether or not, concealed carry, open carry, whatever you want to call it,
contributed to that situation and whether or not the guy should have been charged. We'll get to all that and more. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West coming up at 7:10. We'll be right back. All right, so we were supposed to have Dr. Randy Tobler here, and here's the thing. When I call him Dr. Randy Tobler, it's not like calling somebody, you know, like a captain who does traffic. He's a doctor.
Wait,
he's
a captain, he's a medical that does doctor. Traffic?
I'm not going to go there. He's a medical doctor, right?
Did you understand that?
We don't understand. I'll explain later.
Okay. Does everybody else understand?
So Randy is an OB, and he's apparently has some sort of medical emergency that he's dealing with this morning. Mm-hmm. So he's been unable to join us for this segment. So anyway.
Hope everything turns out okay.
I do too. And maybe he'll call in later if things get resolved. So is that okay?
I guess so. I'm still confused about the analogy.
Don't be. I shouldn't have gone there. All right. So
this is where you put your foot down on this. This is that aha moment.
This is it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm not doing that.
All right.
Anyway, let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to get to. I don't know how this flew under my radar because we know as a matter of fact that the Attorney General Bill Barr is in the middle of an investigation. In fact, he assigned a U.S. attorney to investigate the beginnings of the Russian collusion story in this country. And a couple of days ago on the Fox Business Network over the weekend, David Osman had a guy named Patrick Byrne on. If you don't know that name, Patrick Byrne is the CEO of Overstock. As in overstock.com, if you haven't seen it, it's a pretty popular discount website where you can go on and buy goods that were overstocks of some sort. I've been on the site before. I don't know if I've ever bought anything from them. But he's made quite a bit of money doing this, and he's fairly well known. And they had him on to talk about something, and they asked him about a report by Sarah Carter that he had been involved in the very beginnings of this investigation into Russian collusion. Because you remember that Maria Butina, that Russian who got found guilty of, she was involved in the gun industry here in the United States, but she was a Russian national. And anyway, she pleaded guilty to something to do with operating as a foreign agent or something in the U.S. It was one of those
to act as a foreign agent.
Yeah, it was one of those sort of offshoot legal definitions that they used during the Mueller report, but she really didn't have anything to do with Russian collusion or any of this. She was just in the U.S. and she was it was just weird. Looks like we might have Dr. Tobler on line one here. Let me get to this real quick, though. This guy, this Patrick Byrne, had a little bit of a explosive interview with Osman with some of the stuff that he's saying. I want you to listen to what he said here about being in the middle of this Russian investigation. Listen.
I ended up in the center of the Russian and the Clinton investigations. Mm. I have all the answers. I've been sitting on them, waiting for America to get there. Last summer, I figured out I have all the answers to both of those. What they all are, it's all about political espionage. Had nothing to do with law enforcement. I thought I was helping them in some law enforcement. It was all political espionage.
Yeah. Political espionage against Hillary Clinton, he claims in some cases, and also against Donald Trump. And guess who he blames for the whole thing? Listen.
And I can tell you two of the names involved were John Brennan and James Comey. But there was political espionage conducted against Hillary Clinton, against Ted Cruz, Mark Rubio, and Donald Trump. Mm. And everything you think you know about the Russian collusion investigation is a lie.
Well,
it's all going to be exposed.
Yeah, how about that? So that's what Patrick Byrne said. This kind of flew under the radar. But he claims, this is how he described the Attorney General Barr.
He described him as the USS Barr, like a submarine sneaking up on the enemy, and it's about to broadside it. It's what he said. When this comes out, he says it's going to be huge. So stay tuned. We'll see if he's right. Right now, let's get to it.
Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty.
All right, Dr. Randy Tobler is joining us after all this morning. Randy, we're glad you were able to shake free and get on the phone. What's going on?
I wanted to step aside here. If you hear a little interference on the line, it's because my tinfoil hat that I just put on during that little segment, it might be interfering with the transmission, Mark. I don't know. That's some bombastic stuff. Holy cow.
He went there. If you're listening, Randy, listen to this other soundbite I've got from Patrick Byrne. Listen.
Here's the bottom line. There is a deep state, like a submarine, lurking just beneath the waves at periscope depth, watching our shipping lanes, and a nuclear icebreaker named the USS Bill Barr has snuck up on them and is about to ram them amidships. That's about to happen, and I think we're about to see the biggest scandal in American history.
Wow.
As a result. But it was all political. Everything you think you know about Russia and Clinton investigations is a lie. It's all a cover-up. It was all political espionage.
And you think Bill Barr is going to get to the bottom of it?
I think he has gone to the bottom of it. It was, believe it or not, there was political espionage conducted against Hillary Clinton.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah, and it's not hard to believe, Mark. I mean, when you have, you know, puny United States representatives down in Texas, you know, doxing people, some of whom are retired, you know, some are older women who, you know, because they supported Donald Trump. If you don't think that people in this country, and these are now people that he's implicating at much higher levels, if you don't think they didn't get there for just by accident, and if you don't think they'll do whatever they need to do to maintain power, to achieve their agenda, to maybe achieve someone else's agenda because there's a financial payoff in it, I would put nothing beyond the people that sit in the seats of power on either party's side, Mr. Cox, on either party's side
yes.
these days.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that completely. You know, Randy, while I've got you on here briefly, I have to bring this up because I read an article about this yesterday that, and you've mentioned this on the air, but I want to give you a chance to talk about it this morning, that smaller hospitals and healthcare systems in Missouri are disappearing. And the story I specifically read was that, like, between maybe Columbia and Kansas City, there was only one major health system for, like, 5 and 6 county-wide areas that people had to drive to get medical care. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a story that is unfolding in Missouri, but it's really a national epidemic or a national, it's a national tragedy that's developing because there's a national shortage of workforce, first of all, to begin with. Secondly, a lot of these hospitals in rural outposts are equipped to handle general medical problems and are great stabilizers in their communities. Not to mention, they're often the largest employers in their communities. But the same thing that's happened to the hospital, that's happened to the town square in rural America, where it's just been decimated because of, frankly, tax credits and other perks that are given to businesses and consolidation in the business world. We're seeing the same thing in the hospital world, and it's, you know, Republicans and Democrats have both been, I think, really allies in creating a regulatory environment that is siphoning off money for away from care to regulatory compliance issues. I'm thinking of things like the electronic health record. Great at a place like Barnes Wash U, where I trained, and with the SSM system and the Great Mercy system and all the fabulous places we have, and all down Highway 70. But you start going north and south of those of that interstate. And try to keep up with all of the infrastructure and the technology that in some cases is helpful, but in most cases is just getting in the way of good patient care, is really that plus decrease in reimbursements and problems with uninsured and underinsured people. And frankly, the explosion that we have in poor health habits. I mean, we're one of the unhealthiest countries in the world, and our state is trending towards one of the unhealthiest states in the country, closer to the Mississippis and the Alabamas and the lower southern states that are suffering from diabetes and obesity. We still have high rates of smoking. So you put a collision of self-destructive behaviors, an aging population, which also happens in rural America, a shortage in the workforce, increasing technology demands, and then reimbursements that have absolutely crushed hospitals because they depend on Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements, and a large portion of uninsured people with a mandate, of course, both ethically and legally, to take care of folks. And you can see that it's a perfect storm that's brewing. And so I do a lot of advocacy for and, you know, rural is going to be starting at Warrenton and Wentzville if we don't watch out.
Right.
You know,
I mean, right.
You're going to find a gravitational pull for healthcare providers and healthcare access in the central areas, which is great, you know, in our St. Louis metro area. But for outstate, and who doesn't have an outstate relative or a friend or someone they know close that lives out, it's getting bad. And hospital closures are roughly one a month, once every 2 months in the United States. So it is a real coming epidemic. It's really here. And so we're trying to, from an advocacy standpoint, see if we can address it. I think there's hope with telehealth and other technologies that introduce remote doctors in, but you still need people to, you know, to lay hands on to folks. Yeah,
interesting. It's a developing story. I want you to update people on that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Randy, we'll be talking about it on our show on Saturdays. Yep.
Well, listen, my friend, I know you're busy this morning. We appreciate you calling us, and have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks. Always great being with you. Take care.
Dr. Randy Tober there, Saturdays 6 to 8 here on FM News Talk 97.1. Busy dealing with a medical emergency this morning.
It's not my money.
Bernie Sanders there, continuing to tell people how he's going to spend your money, well, because he's smarter than you. Did you hear Kamala Harris? She's in a nursing home for a photo op, which didn't go quite so smoothly when she stumbled across a 94-year-old Republican woman who happened to be sitting there. Go ahead and play cut number four. Or three.
Okay. Okay, I don't intend to do a Medicare. Okay, well, I want to make sure your health care is the way you like it, so I'll promise you that.
Yeah, I'll promise you that. If you like your health care, you can keep it. Is that what she actually said? The old lady said to her, leave our health care system alone.
She did before that, the little.
And I'll promise you that I'll take care of you. That was a very nuanced reaction, wasn't it? Did you hear the same thing I heard?
I don't know what I heard. I
heard it the same way.
Why? Basically, she's in there bragging about how she's going to fix the healthcare system. This lady says, leave our healthcare system the hell alone. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I'm getting hung up on the accent.
I promise you'll be taken care of. Give me a break. That's like Hillary being sat down at a table during the election in 2016 with a coal mine worker after she just told them she's intentionally going to shut down every coal mine in America. You'll be out of work because of my policies. And then she yells at her staffer, how the hell did that guy get to my table? Are you kidding me? Kamala got caught unawares.
Adorable
there.
Little lady.
She was.
She was adorable.
She's leave my health care alone.
It's like, how are we going to pay for it?
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.